Is your mic on?
My mic is on.
Oh, we have the same mic.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Chill with the curse words. Your mom's gonna listen to this. Hey, welcome to the third episode of Small Talk. I am Alec Cuenca and...
Hi guys, it's me again.
Yeah, it's with my very energetic co-host, Aiko.
Hi guys, it's me again.
But the track that you just listened to, it was an intro made by Uriel Ortega. He made one beat or one... track for his cousin, tas nakita ko sa Twitter, tas nakita ko sobrang angas, kaya I requested kung pwede bang, you know, gawin niya man ako ng jingle, and that is it.
Napakaganda, guys.
Napaka.
Yung lo-fi feels niya.
Oh, parang, ako nga, sobrang shocked ako. He's a grade 12 student.
Oh my God.
And it
kids
was,
these days.
They have different hobbies. Pero ayun nga, if you're listening, Uriel, thank you so much. Ayun, meron na ako ngayong intro.
It really sounds amazing.
Yeah, and I don't know what I'll do with the post kung edit ko pa siya or anything. But hey, this is the third episode, diba? And sadly, this will be the, I don't know if it's the final episode. It's gonna be the final, not the final. It's gonna be the episode with you. For a very long time.
Uh-huh.
A long period.
Kasi
again.
Kasi babalik ka na ng Manila.
Yeah, and babalik ka na ng Baguio.
Babalik na ako ng Baguio.
And medyo mahirap na tayo mag-set ng ano. So, if you're listening to the three episodes, I am with my co-host. And huwag kayong magugulat kung mapapalitan na siya.
Or, it's nothing personal.
It's nothing personal. It's not, you know.
Wala naman nagreklamo sa akin or anything.
Pero ayun, baka palitan na siya.
Oh my God.
Don't say that. But
ang sakit.
Kaya,
joke lang.
Maybe in this episode, we could just focus on maybe introducing yourself to the audience more. Para, you know, they could miss you.
Wow. Yeah. I doubt that. I highly doubt that. But okay.
Okay. I've posted a link to my Curious Cat and Ask FM. If they could send some questions.
No one uses ask.fm
anymore. Yeah, that was my mistake. I didn't know that they were not using ask.fm anymore.
It's Curious Cat now, Grandpa.
Okay. Okay, young kid. So, with the questions I got, there was really this question that...
Oh, interesting kasi niya. Isipin.
Oo. And di ko alam kung kanino ko siya...
Was it anonymously sent?
Yes, it was.
Okay, it was anonymously sent. So,
and then, actually, natanong ko na siya. I don't know kung kay Lian or some of my friends. Pero
okay.
Natanong ko na siya.
Okay.
This was the question. The question was, would you rather be a teenager again or be a child again?
Alam ko talaga. Like, solid. Alam ko na yung sagot ko dyan.
It was a really interesting question kasi... It
nasa
makes
quarter
us...
life crisis tayo right now.
Yeah, we're I'm 22 years old.
I'm 21.
You're 21 years old, uh-huh. And we're almost at, you know, quarter of our lives. And then naalala ko na kung ano yung tinanong ko sa mga friends ko noon.
Ano?
Kung meron kang checkpoint sa buhay mo.
Alin yung gusto mong balikan?
Alin yung gusto mong balikan?
Ah, okay.
And then I remember Lian's answer. Lian's answer was, edi doon na ako sa bata ako.
Oo.
So I could, you know, experience it all over again.
Mm-mm.
Kung babalik din lang ako, babalik na ako sa pinaka-bata ako. What's
like,
your...
Like, gaano ka bata?
Siguro child.
Yung may conscience na siya, siguro.
Siguro.
Yung nare-recall niya na yung mga bagay-bagay.
Siguro, oh, gawin sige. Natin siyang specific.
Four.
Would,
three,
four?
Three?
I think that's too young.
Really?
Okay, let's four? Do it like...
That's like, ano, nursery?
Five. Okay, I don't know.
So age ni Loloy.
Yeah,
ganun.
Age
ng kapatid
would
ni
you rather
Lian.
Be age 5,
would I rather be 5 again or 15 again?
Would you rather be 5 again or 15 again?
Oh god, that's really easy. Siyempre gusto ko bumalik sa pagkabata. I want to be 5 again. Kaysa kung 15 kasi well, that's teenage years na yun eh.
But do you think that it would be malaki ba yung impact kung sakaling magpumalik ka doon? I think you wouldn't have any control over the changes, over the things that happened nung 5 to 15 years old.
Hindi, pero do I recall ko ano yung memories ko ngayon? Like, babalik lang ba ako sa 5-year-old form ko? Or,
yeah, babalik ka sa 5. Magre-reverse lang. Babalik ka sa 5.
Pero naalala ko lahat ng nangyari sa akin ngayon.
Okay, hindi. Hindi mo naalala.
Hindi ko naalala. Hindi naalala. So, babalik lang.
Babalik ka lang.
Okay. Kung makakalimutan ko lang naman yung memories ko ngayon, tapos babalik ako ng 5 years old, that would be great. It really would. Then being 15?
Yeah.
Like, well, siguro kasi kapag 15, like, ang dami mo nang napagdaanan doon eh. Like, ang dami mo nang experiences, dami mo nang nalagpasan and everything. Mm-hmm. Tapos kapag 5 years old ka, you're, para ka may black slate.
Okay. I get your point. But for me, ako naman.
Sige,
ako naman. I think,
podcast mo to eh.
Hindi, ako, ang naisip ko, it wouldn't matter if you came back dun sa 5 years old ka. Kasi you didn't have much control with your life nung 5 years old ka. So, I just think that it's whatever happened nung 5 to 10 years old ka was really out of your hand. It was really, you know, the circumstances laid by the other people.
Older people,
yeah,
basically.
Older people. Unlike when you're 15 years old, whatever you did when you were 15, 16, 17, tataas, it was all because you consciously did it.
I think yun yung reason kung bakit gusto kong bumalik ng 5 years old eh.
Bakit?
Kasi, i-compare mo sa ngayon, like, parang ang dami mo ng responsibilities. Like, ang dami mo ng choices na alam mong magmamatter in the future. Pero when you're 5, or yung mga, syempre yung age na yung 5, 6, 7, ganyan. Parang all the choices, yung mga talagang nagmamatter, the choices that matter, they are made for you. Gets? Uh-huh. So, wala yung konsensya, wala yung pressure.
So, mas enjoyable kapag bumalik ka ng 5 years old.
Oo. Parang mas, it feels more free-spirited. Sabihin na natin, maraming bawal kasi bata ka.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, it feels freer kasi ang iintindihin mo lang is yung sarili mo at kung ano ibibigay sa'yo.
So, mas konti yung problema.
Mas konti yung problema.
So, mas gusto mo yung 5 years old.
Ang poproblemahin mo lang is like, kung saan mo itatago yung pogs mo para hindi nakawin ng pinsan mo.
Speaking of pogs, hindi ako nag-pogs.
Hindi ka nag-pogs?
Hindi ako nag-pogs.
What's wrong with you?
Alam mo nung, pero kailan ko ba na teenage years ata yun, tinry kong mag-pogs. Tapos lahat, they were all good at it. And I didn't know how to,
suck, like,
and what are the mechanics of pogs. Anyways.
Hampasin mo lang yung stack of pogs. It's that
hindi
easy.
Hindi ko nga na-try.
Ew. Kaya pala gusto mo bumalik ng 15 na lang.
Regardless. Hindi. Ako naman, gusto kong bumalik ng 15 kasi yun yung ano eh. Parang, yun yung mga masasayang moments ko. Ako, wala akong memories nung 5 to 15 na, alam mo yun, gusto kong balikan or gusto kong i-relieve ulit. Parang, okay, that happened. Okay, that happened. Like, bye-bye. Done.
Okay.
Move on. But the things that happened when I was 15, 16, 17, 18, those were really, really priceless.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm. So,
pero sa akin kasi, nung 5 years old ka, sa akin kasi siguro one of the things na pinaka-proud ako sa buhay ko, yung childhood memories. Mm-hmm. Kasi di ba marami nga tayo magpipinsan ganyan, so lagi tayo may makakalaro, ganun. Iwan ko kung bakit walang depth para sa'yo. Joke. Pero sa akin, sobrang, sobrang essential niya sa kung paano ako na-develop as a person right now.
Okay. Hindi kasi ako, siguro natatakot ako na umulit-ulit ng 5 dahil feeling ko sobrang tagal na naman ng journey.
Oo, kasi actually, ako, mahaba-haba na naman siya.
Parang kumabigyan mm-hmm. lang naman ng chance, balik ako sa 15, then, kasi parang going back to 15, you'll still be excited. Uh-oh. What will happen 10 years after, 15 years after. Pero when you're 5, I think being 25, being 35, it's a long, long journey to go.
Yeah.
So, alam mo yun, I think, mas exciting pa rin yung 15. Anyways, that's a relative question naman. Okay. Okay, what do we have else? Ay, oh nga pala, we should, start, since this might be the last podcast, in a while, you mm-hmm. should go plug your whatever you gotta plug.
I should plug, Well, so Twitter ko and IG, those are just @just_Aiko.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, dun lang ako pinaka-active eh, like IG and
okay,
Twitter.
Just,
so Facebook ko kasi masyado ako maraming memes. And
if you're a memer.
Memer!
What do you call people who likes memes?
I don't know, but like I don't memes. Like the word memer.
If you're a meme person, go add Aiko.
It's Allison Colleen Fabian.
Yeah, she posts a lot of shit posts.
Yeah, I do.
So if you're into
you
that,
like my memes.
Go add her.
And don't even deny it. Kung naglalaro kayo ng LOL, maglaro tayo.
Oh, yun,
add nyo lang ako. Just, nice space, Aiko.
Okay, yun. Add nyo yun. Ayun nga, si Deb.
Yung ano niya?
Nag-listen. Pinakinggan niya kahapon yung podcast ko. Tapos sabi niya, how did this become small talk? It's 27 minutes.
I'm so sorry guys, kasi madaldal talaga kami sa chat.
Anyways, we'll try. Maybe for this episode, we'll
15
do
minutes lang?
Shorter, maybe 15 to 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And I've also received a lot of likes sa FB page ko. Nanggaling ata kay Mio, pinalike niya sa mga kaibigan ko. So, maybe this is the first time that
ma-exposed to sa kanila.
Yeah, ma-exposed to. So, hi
hello,
sa mga
everyone.
Friends ni Mio na nag-like
ni
and, na-discover ako dito sa podcast ko. Hello, hello, hello. And I hope you enjoy your listening time.
Thanks so much for listening
yeah,
sa aming
thank you so
ramblings.
Much. Yeah. What else? Do you think we should cut it this short? Or
this short? Wala naman na tayo ibang pag-uusapan.
Yeah, we could answer more questions, but I guess for this episode, we could cut it short because this episode, medyo marami na rin naman. I mean, yung mga point naman na sinabi natin, it's really.
Mm-mm.
I think it's.
Let's
really,
create a debate. Like, like tweet at us. Kung ano yung, what do you think sa mga points na ginawa namin?
Pwede. Again, if you haven't followed me on my social media accounts, it's @awfcuenca sa Instagram. Sa Twitter @GinoongAlec. And I think yun lang. Subscribe kayo sa YouTube channel ko if you haven't. And make sure to follow this podcast to remain updated
follow,
sa mga
guys.
Kasunod na episodes na to.
For kaya, sure, marami pa yan.
Yes, for
just
sure.
Stay tuned.
Pero ayun nga, tulad na sinabi ko kanina, baka hindi na si Allison ang aking co-host. Kaya palakpakan niyo naman si Aiko for the
Yay!
First... For,
we got through three episodes.
Ayan, maraming salamat, cousin.
You're welcome, kuya.
Yeah. Okay, I'll cut this here. And I'll talk to you guys next podcast.
Bye!
Bye! Thank you.